Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Welcome to the Pinstrip Alley Festivus Podcast.
Part 2.
Part 2. Revenge of the recording. we did a Festivus podcast recording a few days
ago. We sure did!
And it was pretty wonderful. But for some reason, my recorder did not save the file.
You'll just never hear it, and you will miss out knowing that it was awesome.
Yes.
In case you can't feel it over the vibes I'm projecting on this podcast, I'm giving the mic the middle finger right now for that failure and loss of our brilliant, brilliant podcast.
I would say that you're airing a grievance at it.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of rage. Only a few tears.
But, we have Jason with us now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't think Tanya knew.
Surprise.
I called him. I knew he was here.
Did you?
I think I called you guys.
No. I'd already called you.
Uh-huh. Well, in any case, we didn't have Jason last time because he couldn't make it, but now we do.
The gang's all back together.
Yep. Pinstripe Alley Podcast rides again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Just in time for the holiday season. Well, anyway.
In any of it.
We're going to do a Festivus podcast like we did last year and like we did last week, except not on recording, I guess. But it's okay. We'll move on from it in a way. And we're doing another Festivus podcast. And actually, it's kind of interesting because the Yankees decided, let's pick the weekend to do a bunch of things from, like, what we talked about over the weekend. So Martin Prado's gone, so no more feats of strength for him.
Well, he still deserves one. I mean,
not only did we get him
for, like, Peter O'Brien, but now he's gotten us, you know, a legit pitching prospect, Garrett Jones, and Eovaldi. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, you lost. Diamondbacks going with Peter O'Brien's catcher.
Bold. Bold.
Well, anyway. Shall we just get right into it?
Nah.
No. All right, good night, everyone.
You know what?
We're done here.
I think Tanya needs more eggnog.
Oh, I have more. Don't worry. I have more.
Didn't bring enough for everybody.
Oh, I have enough.
Just not for us.
I can share.
All right.
I'm not, but, like, I could.
You could. You can. You're physically capable of it, but it ain't happening.
No, you're only going to share with Victor.
It's a personal choice that I'm choosing not to exercise.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Victor is also on this podcast.
He is.
Good take, Victor. Good take. All right. Fantastic.
So, yeah. Who wants to air some grievances first?
Well, I'll start off with the first grievance of Andrew's computer. It can go right F itself, or it's deleting our genius from last time.
It was a sad time.
Yes. All right, Waffles, you're first, I say.
Oh, I'm supposed to go now?
Mm-hmm.
The first grievance that I remember from last time is Rob Thompson, because I hate him, and I hate his face, and I hate his windmill arm, and I hate his, whatever Jason called it, Rob Thompson oops move. The man, I hate him. Go away, yeah. Rob Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, it's upsetting considering that they fired coaches, and somehow he was left off the fired list, even though he is actively terrible at his one job of judging, you know, when a ball enters the mitt of another player, you know, like when the ball enters the left fielder's glove and the runner is running right around third base or touching it, and it's Carlos Beltran, and there's no reason to send him. And Jason and Andrew have invented the wonderful always do opposite of what Thompson says card.
Yep.
He's terrible.
Guys, maybe he just can't see. Like, maybe he has really bad eyesight, and, like, he sees the runner, and he's like, is that Gardner or is that Beltran? And he's just like, maybe it's Gardner. And
I'm holding out hope.
But
please be Gardner.
Oh, I mean, no,
I just want to. I'd just like to state, but that might be a problem with him doing his job. It might hinder him a bit.
Yeah, but he's blind, so you feel bad.
No, I don't. Fire him.
You know, Yankees are going to get in trouble with, like, ADA or something if they fire him. So.
He's doing his best.
No, he's not.
He's clearly trying.
He's not doing his best. I don't even think he's trying. I think he's phoning it in. Like if his first podcast was deleted.
How did he not get fired? Is what
I don't know.
Like, I could see if the Yankees, like, made no other, like, coaching changes, but, like, everyone lost their job but him, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Like, Willie Randolph, who we all love, is looking for a position, and he was pretty good as our third base coach.
Is he looking for a position?
I thought he was. Were they considering hiring him something?
They interviewed him, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Bring him back. Screw Thompson. Maybe Thompson can be the Steinbrenner face monument supervisor if they need to employ him.
No.
Moisturize, like spray it and wipe it?
Steinbrenner face wiper?
Yes, make sure to get the jowls very carefully.
Rub the soulless eyes. They're staring at you no matter where you are in the monument dungeon.
Really, no matter where you are in the stadium. Because, like, there's a mural, too. Oh, God. Alright. Should probably move on from Thompson. Just like the Yankees should.
Yes.
Alright. Jason, what is your first airing of grievance?
I don't know. Oh, okay. My grievance is with Mark Teixeira. I dislike him so much, and I wish he was just off my team. He's going to get hurt. Like, anybody thinking, like, oh, yeah, if Mark Teixeira can stay healthy, he's not going to. He's not going to stay healthy. He's going to get hurt. He's going to, like, pull a hamstring or some shit, and then he's going to be like, well, I wasn't able to stay healthy because I didn't start lifting on the 3rd October day of the year, and next year I'm going to do better, guys.
Guys, my wrist is not like it was when it came out of the womb. What do you expect?
Like honestly, I swear to God, there's going to be some kind of excuse of, like, I didn't start training this. Like, usually I lift at this point, but I stopped doing that. And it's like, he's said that every offseason. Like,
talk about that on Sports Yapper.
Hasn't been right. He's yapping about sports too much, or making too many smoothies. I don't know. But it's like, it's the same thing that happens every year. He's hurt. He sucks. And he's like, oh, next time, guys. Next time. Promise. And I'm sick of it. I want him to go away.
All right.
His most recent tweets are about Mike and Mike in the morning on ESPN Radio. So
all I really want, though, is Greg Bird. All right.
He's such a dweeb. Like,
not Greg Bird. Not Greg Bird. If you're listening, it's not you. If you're listening, Greg Bird, don't think it's us. We're talking about you.
But, like, really, he's like I guarantee you, he, like, tucks his shirts into, like, pleated khakis. Like, he's just the biggest dweeb on earth.
If he ever, like, wears his Yankees jersey outside, he definitely tucks it in.
Oh, yeah, he
does. Tuck in a football jersey or something like that.
Into his khakis.
Yes.
Pleated khakis.
God, I can get out.
My turn?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, did you, was your first one, like, a real one?
Oh, yeah, no, that was the joke one.
Yeah, okay.
This one's legit. My first airing of grievance will definitely be on the Brian Roberts Stephen Drew treatment this year, because, oh my god, holy crap. Again, it was literally like Chris Stewart in 2013, where you're actively playing terrible players when there are other options. And not that those options will be better, but they have the chance of being better. Like, you know what you're getting from the likes of Brian Roberts and Stephen Drew. You're getting misery, you're getting suffering, all the things that lead to the dark side of the force. I don't know, but it's awful to watch them play. And there are legit options, whether Perella or Ref Schneider or, you know, Bobby Thompson of the South Bronx Little League. I don't know. But they need to stop playing terrible players like this when there are other options. They don't cost much. It's just painful.
Remember how we were all like, well, no one could be worse than Roberts. And then Stephen Drew enters. Very much up to the challenge.
I mean, the only
benefit... I will show you, friends. I will show you.
Seriously, I mean, the only benefit of Stephen Drew is that we actually traded Kelly Johnson for him. And he was terrible, too.
My God, Kelly Johnson.
Stephen Morris Drew, apparently. Yes.
Kelly Johnson is another one that has a weird face.
I just don't understand.
No,
like,
so is Drew.
No, I don't know. Like... I'm just saying, it's kind of, I don't know.
And it's amazing that Brian Roberts stayed healthy as long as he did.
That was the funniest thing.
Of course he would.
He'd break immediately, and he never did.
I mean, that was the most obvious thing that was going to happen. He was going to stay healthy all year, play like garbage, and because he's like a whatever year veteran, the Yankees were just going to like keep playing him, keep throwing him out there. And it's like, sure... There is, I guess, some kind of strategy in having an option like that. But the thing is, the Yankees just don't seem to grasp is that at some point you have to give up. And it's like...
Well, they did. I mean...
Yeah, yeah, okay. But, like, when was it? July?
when they got Stephen Drew.
I mean, like, basically. That was 2 months too late. Like, what were they expecting to happen? It should have been June, and, like, goodbye.
I just don't see what the harm in would be playing Perella or Ref Schneider. I mean, I could understand, like, you want to keep them learning and developing in spring training, but I don't see how it could be any worse than what they do in the major league level. And it's not like you're playing someone who is actively contributing to the betterment of this team. They're hindering it. I just don't understand. As I said, it was like Steven playing Chris Stewart over John Ryan Murphy last year. Made no sense. Jerks.
Nope. No sense.
You're a fan.
All right. My first grievance is going to go toward Carlos Beltran because his first season was not good. He broke. Mm-hmm. And he also had that one play where he was just watching Will Myers run around the bases.
Two more years.
I'm hopeful that he'll do better, maybe without, like, bone spurs in his elbow, which apparently he had all year. But...
Then why were they playing?
He seemed nice.
They were afraid his mole would take over the clubhouse. It has demands.
Oh, God, it's detached itself. It's coming for us. Oh, help.
Merge with the Humbler.
Help.
Mole versus Humbler. Who wins?
You're going down.
So yeah, Carlos Beltran, not a fan.
No, that was, I said, I was not happy with the 3-year signing of him, and last year did not make me any happier.
That was supposed to be the good year.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
Another year older.
He was
good
the 1999 Rookie of the Year.
I was 10 then.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was
taking Dare when he was a rookie. Like, just put that into first.
Yeah, Dare.
Well, he was in Backyard Baseball. Should tell you something.
Oh, dear.
I believe I had graduated... Yeah, I graduated high school the year before. So, there's that.
Cool.
Waffles, want to pass some of that eggnog.
Well, we're running low here, so we'll have to skimp a bit.
All right. Tanya?
Mm-hmm. It's your turn.
Yes. All right. Give it to me.
Damn.
I don't even care that he didn't play baseball this year.
Oh, man.
Hey, where this one's going.
But I am so sick of A-Rod's existence that, you know, I didn't even have to, like, see him on the field to need to air agreements about him. Because I'm so sick of writing about him and his peeing on the carpet and him like, I'm not gonna give up third base. And I'm just like, I don't want to hear you.
We're over it.
Just like, stop speaking. Just
totally
just show up at spring training and just say nothing. Like,
speak to no one.
No words. Just, I don't even want to. I don't even want to see you speak to the first baseman when you get on first. Just don't talk, because he has like turned me from like, A-Rod's not so bad, guys, into like, holy F, get off my team immediately. Yeah.
Just like, I'm over it. Like, this is not even amusing anymore.
He's on the team for so much longer.
He's never going to leave.
And you realize that one of two things will happen. One, he will play, like, okay, and he will get hurt nearly immediately. Like, I'm thinking, like, May. Like, he'll be, like, okay, and then May, his, like, left hoof will fall off, and then nothing. Or he will be the picture of health and suck. Totally. Those are the two options.
It's one or the other.
And neither one is one that I want to see. Like, well, I would be okay with A, actually.
He's probably gonna...
That wouldn't be that bad. But, like...
He's probably gonna pull a Brian Roberts.
That's what I'm saying. Like... Mm-hmm.
But at least they won't be playing Brian Roberts or A-Rod in the field.
Thank goodness.
There's that.
Because... Like, honestly, I guess it should be a feat of strength that, like, they surprised me because I was ready to just then think, like, oh, A-Rod, third baseman, what could go wrong? Kind of like, Stuvelli, what's the worst that could happen? But...
Which we saw.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to hear him. I don't want to see him, and I would shed tears of happiness if they just, like, were done with him, to be quite honest, because maybe it's because we had to write about him so much, and that just kind of killed it for me, but it's dead, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm done.
I would agree.
I just
yeah.
really want the money, and... Like, I have nothing against the man personally, but I just want him off the roster. I think it would benefit the team with him not clogging up a DH position. Because he can't
spend,
play.
$60 million on the kind of bench player.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that's the counter argument to, like, oh, well, you know, why just cut him? But it's like...
It's a lot of money.
I mean, one, it's not my money, so whatever. They're paying it anyway. Is he really, like, going to be worth the headache? And then, you know, there are people like, oh, they're professional athletes, at least not going to bother them. And it's like, maybe, but, like, you have to think that, like, Joe Girardi, despite, like, the, you know, okay face he'll put on, does not want to talk about A-Rod every day. And, like...
It's going to be brought up.
They just have to be sick of him in, like, every way.
Yeah.
I'm there.
F him.
Well, no, I'm just tired of the whole thing. The fans complaining about it, the reporters bullshitting about it, and it's just like...
bothers me is the hypocrisy of the reporters, just because, you know, you'll get, you know, people on, like, the fifth inning post with Sterling and Waldman basically saying, you know, how much of a detriment he is to this team, but then turn right around and say, well, I can't wait to write about it in spring training, though. I'm like, yeah,
because... who are those people?
Because, you know, the story is, like, it make the one benefit for them is it makes their job so much easier, because all he has to speak, and all he has to do is speak, and they have their headlines.
I, like, actively wake up every day, like, please don't pee on anybody's carpet today, or, like...
That's right, that was a thing.
Well, we didn't even write about that.
Do anything that I would actually have to, like, compose an article about.
Alright, you know what? Let's forget about A-Rod and move on.
For like, the best.
It was, like, the one thing that you said, it's like, Tanya likes to not be around when A-Rod's stories break.
It's true. It's true.
All right, you guys handle this. I'm going to relax with this fine Merlot. Smoking a cigar.
Just, sorry, I, can't. I'm...
ironing my
washing
fish.
Washing my hair.
I can't find the keyboard.
And how are you typing this? This meeting's adjourned!
Did I say ask for questions? A-Rod, get off the team. Alright, Jason?
Airing of grievance. Who am I?
Jason's struggling like I was in the last version. It's like, oh, I was supposed to be thinking of one while everyone else...
Yeah.
That was a thing.
There's too many things to hate. I guess just for the sake of adding someone to the list, Alfonso Soriano. What the hell, dude? You're terrible. Like, this is another thing with, like, the Yankees. Like, they hold on to these players too long. Like, when did they finally DFA him? July?
It's like no. The All-Star break, wasn't it?
It was just like... come on, he didn't hit a lick. It wasn't even like, you know, Soriano's always been like a streaky hitter, but like he never had a streak. There was
he
no
struck
streak.
Out a lot.
There was like nothing. There was no streakiness. It was all suck. So it's like, by June, you should just be like, yo, I'm done with this.
But did you want to be the one to make him sad? You saw
I
the
don't
picture.
Care. I'm sorry, dude. Leaving. What do you want the Yankees to do? Just hold on to you because you don't want to be too sad? Like,
yes. Look at that face.
Like, that's how it works. Come on, guys. Please don't DFA me. I love you. Like, nah, dude. Terrible. Useless.
I remember we were talking last time about how apparently he was intentionally walked at one point last year.
It's actually incredible.
Ugh.
Facts.
He was so bad.
He struck out 71 times in 238 plate appearances, so yeah.
Well, because, like, the thing is, at really no point were the 2014 Yankees very good. So it was like, the more times you allot to terrible players, the suckier the team is going to be. So at some point, you're going to be like, crap, I got to, like, shake this up. Like, don't wait until July when it's probably already too late, because it was too late. I mean, Cashman did a really good job of upgrading the team, but at that point, like, I don't know, they were already pretty much in the hole, so...
Well, it didn't help that the Orioles just, like, went on a ridiculous hot streak. And
also that, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. But, like, the writing was kind of on the wall. Like, yes, sure, they were kind of in striking distance.
They were thoroughly mediocre the entire year.
But they were, exactly. And it was because, they were only there because, like, everyone on the AL East sucked besides the Orioles. And it was just like, ugh. So it was like, thanks, Soriano, for...
giving us that year.
Half a year.
Rest in peace in baseball.
Then he retired. Later, dude.
Good.
All right. My second grievance is.
Wait, isn't it my turn?
Yeah, you're right. Just kidding.
Okay. Oh yeah, where was I? My second grievous would be. This is kind of a semi joke.
Grievous.
One. Grievous. Grimace.
General Grievous.
General yeah. Grievous.
Ugh.
That's a grievance.
Oh, so terrible in that movie. Anyway, grievance is with the minor league Yankees for when LTL and I went to games. They didn't win. They lost the Trenton Thunder loss and the Rail Riders loss. That was depressing. Especially the Brian Mitchell loss, because, you know, there were actually talks of him coming up and pitch. And yeah, the game we went to, I think he gave up 9 runs by the 4th inning.
Yikes.
So that wasn't fun.
The Alfredo Aceves special.
Yeah, you know what, I'm going to add him onto there because I forgot he was a member of this team this year.
Yup.
Oh.
Heath Bell was in the organization.
My God.
I like that Heath Bell, like, broke news that he was signing a minor league contract on the Players Tribune thing.
What?
You didn't hear about that? On Jeter's Players Tribune site, Heath Bell wrote an article being like, I'm signing with the Nationals on a minor league contract.
Wow. Thanks, Heath Bell.
Breaking news.
Thanks, bro.
Sources, me.
Breaking news, source.
Yeah, the minor league Yankees didn't win for me either when I went to see them in Trenton. So
they didn't win for me either.
I've never gone to see a minor league baseball game. So
they lost on a walk-off home run, actually.
That's a bummer.
Well,
it was no Greg Bird 300 performance, is what I'll say.
But then what is?
Well, you did get to see, like, an infant in catcher's gear and playing in a professional game.
What?
I did.
An infant? Oh, yes.
The baby.
Yes, the baby. Of course, the baby. How can I forget the baby?
Guys, I was at that game, and I, like, we were sitting in the front row, and, like, all the players are walking by.
Oh, the front row.
And it's a minor league game. It doesn't matter.
And it's all the front row.
And I'm like, Dad, we call that guy the baby. And he's like, what? And I'm like, his head looks like a baby on a regular person's body. And he, like, walks by. And my dad goes, he does look like a baby. It's pretty glorious.
I will say this, the minor league, both the Thunder and the Rail Riders, they have fantastic stadiums. Like, they're beautiful. I mean, Trenton Thunder one has a very nice walk around. Oh, no, wait, that was still the Scranton one. It has a very beautiful walk around. And, like, its backdrop is, like, literally the side of a mountain, which is amazing. But the Trenton Thunder one has the Thunder Dog, which was incredible.
Thunder Dog.
Yeah, it's like Taylor ham and cheese, and a gigantic hot dog for like $8. It was magnificent.
Also has the Delaware River.
Yeah, it's right there too.
I feel like we should take our sweet blogger coin and just go on like a Yankees minor league ballpark tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, next year I need to hit up the Staten Island Yankees.
They also have a great view. Holy crap.
Yeah, I heard their view is, like, insane, just because its backdrop is Manhattan.
Yeah.
Let's awesome. Go hang out in Pulaski.
We might need to skip that one.
I don't even know where Pulaski is.
Like,
is it
Virginia?
Virginia,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know there's a Pulaski Bridge that links Queens to Brooklyn.
It must be nearby.
They're playing yes. on the bridge.
That bridge might ball. Cause problems. So yeah, minor league Yankees, win for me next time I go, next year. Because I actually want to make it a yearly thing to try to go to every minor league. Well, not everyone, because, yeah, Charleston's right out. And Tampa, too. Sorry,
Tampa's pretty far.
Yeah.
And so is Pulaski.
So. Yeah, and so is Pulaski. So the ones that are close to me, I'm gonna try.
Is Pulaski seriously the closest one to me? Because that's kind of depressing.
Wow.
It know, probably is.
Is it closer than Charleston?
Yeah, I would say closer than Charleston.
I don't know where it is. Hold on.
Let's investigate. Northern-ish Virginia.
Well, then it would not be. Pulaski Yankees.
Probably gonna be in the middle.
They are in. Okay, this does not tell me. What is Pulaski? Oh, no, it's... They are closer, yeah. Because they're kind of... Yeah, they're near Blacksburg.
Oh,
so that's like,
They're south.
It is the south. That's like, I don't know, 2 hours.
That's Blacksburg, Virginia Tech?
Yep. Okay. That's like 2.5 hours from here. So, okay. They're definitely now closer, because Charleston's like...
Yeah, four. Charleston's way...
Charleston's like
there.
Four. But Charleston has beer milkshakes.
Oh, right. Those are
amazing. Charleston.
Like, we need to go if only for that. I'm just saying. Well, maybe not Jason, but the rest of us. Jason can't do dairy.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, that's why you don't want him to come.
Good God.
Guys, on April 8th, 2011, two tornadoes hit Pulaski.
That's promising.
Just so you know.
Oh, no.
So, in other words, you could be writing in the Baby Bomber recap, like, tornado delay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, my next airing of grievance is going to build off the minor league Yankees, targeting one in particular. Mason Williams.
Yeah.
40-man roster.
What happened to that dude?
I saw him live, and it was not pretty.
He swings at everything. In his last at-bat, when I saw him, I'm pretty sure he swung at, like, 4 pitches in a row. And, yeah, he's just so irrelevant now, and that's kind of depressing, considering, like, you know, he's a top 100 prospect only a couple years ago, but...
40-man roster.
Yep. Hey, you made the 40-man roster, so congrats to the Mason Williams family, I guess, for getting a little extra coin, maybe?
I'm sure that won't be infuriating at any point.
Nope.
He's batting, like, 200 and...
Sure,
August.
It's going to be really useful in the 40-man roster this year.
I even asked LTL when we were at the game, like, can I boo him? Like, is booing allowed in a minor league game? I would think
Just go for it.
Okay.
Let it out there.
They gotta learn sometimes.
This is what to expect, kid.
Yeah, you're helping them. It's part of the learning.
Exactly.
Experience.
You're just toughening them up.
What, do you think this is the Padres organization?
This ain't Little League.
Yeah, he is not good. But at least they got rid of Slade Heathcott and Jose Campos from the 40-man roster. You know.
R.I.P. Slade Heathcott's career.
Yep. And I don't think they've re-signed him yet.
You were a thing.
Maybe he's
we have
going
new
back
prospects
to college.
We have new prospects to be excited about.
Yes.
So screw him.
Yep.
To the dumpster with you.
You're so old.
You mean nothing to me now.
Damn it, Mason Williams, you're so 2012.
Washed up, buddy.
Washed up.
Time to go back, finish that degree.
Cito.
Yes.
Seriously.
Cito's just too irrelevant to even deserve a grievance. Okay. Tanya?
My grievance is with... struggling.
My glass, because I'm out of eggnog.
I am, actually.
Get more.
Real grievance.
It's so sad. And the kitchen
pours,
is so
pours
far
one out
away.
For Waffles eggnog.
I know. It's so sad. My grievance is with the Humbler, because it stole Tanaka from us for almost half of the season. And he was one of the only bright spots in a really crappy season. And I would have enjoyed the season more if I had gotten to see him pitch more. And the Humber was just like, nope, cannot have nice things, and just rolled right over his UCL.
Like a jerk.
Like a dick.
Let's not sugarcoat it.
Just put it out there. Yeah. And I was not okay with that, and I was very sad.
Look upon my work and despair.
It's cold. It's real cold. Like, couldn't you have taken, like...
Roberts?
Yeah. Or, I don't know.
Literally anyone else.
Seriously, like...
A-Rod could have been hurt. I mean, it's not like he was doing anything anyway.
Just really, like, why? So... That's my grievance.
Yeah, screw you, Humbler. You're the worst.
You are. Like, seriously, if I find you, I will kill you.
Because bring it
I'm
on.
Sick of you.
Whoa.
It's like Taken in here suddenly. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Insert Brett Gardner gif.
I love that gif so much.
So good. The whole day was so good. But yeah. Go away. Forever.
Jason?
I am going to air my grievances at Derek Jeter.
There it is.
Boom. Takedown. Takedown.
We spared him last time, but Jason.
The dude... sucked all year, and then like the last week he was awesome, but he sucked all year, and they went with him every day because they were doing that whole farewell tour they said they weren't.
Nah, I had to put on farewell tour. Now watch as I do a farewell tour.
But I
two
will
whole claws.
Still my favorite thing of the year.
Poor one out for the two whole claws.
Like, my goodness. I mean, sure, it's probably going to be a little weird watching the Yankees without Derek Jeter on them, but he was really
we just had that
bad.
Last year, too.
Also that, yeah. Makes it a little easier. Yeah, it's just like, that's not something I wanted to watch. I didn't want to watch Derek Jeter die all year. And he's one of the, definitely the main reasons why the Yankees were so bad. Like, it's one thing that he was that bad. It's another that the Yankees kept him there for...
Well, it was in his contract, so...
Yeah, obviously.
What choice did they have?
Exactly. So...
They had to bat him second.
They went out of their way to make sure...
And anyone who thinks that it's not... There wasn't a two-hole clause is, quite frankly, not thinking hard enough. And he's possibly crazy.
Do you guys remember when they asked Girardi, they were like, you know... Why not bat someone else second? And he was like, Derek Jeter is consistent. And I'm just like...
consistently bad.
He has been consistent. You are right about that.
Yeah.
Well played, Girardi.
Touche.
I'm not convinced that they won't just keep the two-hole open next year. Bat no one second.
Just retire the two-hole altogether.
Just like, Gardner leads off, gets on base, and then it's like, no one comes up.
I don't think Jesus...
Our two-hole is always open for you, Jeter.
Respect. Respect.
Could fill my two hole any day of the week.
Oh!
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, I'm dying. Oh. Please. Please tell us more about Jeter and the two hole.
What would you like to know?
How open was the two hole?
I think it'll be very open next year.
It'll be very loose. I think lots of people could go in there.
I mean, no, I don't think anybody can go in there. Not just anybody. It's got to be someone special. Like, Derek Jeter. You know, but the thing is, like
Jose Perella can't just slide himself
No. What I'm saying is, like, you know, when the two hole comes up, there's going to be no one in there. And, you know, the pitcher's just going to be able to throw the ball right in there. Right down the middle, right in.
Right in the two hole.
Right in the two hole. And, like, there's going to be no one there.
No one to work the shaft?
You know. You know, there's going to be no one there to take a ball.
In the two hole. I hate when you can't take a ball in the two.
You hate to see that.
It's not what you want.
It's not what you want.
Is it wrong that I'm picturing the My Way song playing while we're discussing this?
I'm envisioning Joe Girardi in like a post-game conference. It's not what you want. I always keep my zoo hall open, but no one fills it.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Griffin's the Jeter.
Guys, I don't get it.
My ribs hurt.
That was some good eggnog.
It was. I need more.
Go get more.
I need to, like, wheel myself to the...
Be careful. You gotta cook tomorrow.
I know.
Oh, you do.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
I think it's your turn.
Ah, right. Where to begin? Because most of the good ones were taken already. I mean, I could throw one out for Steinbrenner face.
Always a good time.
Yeah, that's definitely grievance. Really can't think of any. I think I'm done.
Whoa.
No, that's a good thing.
I guess he did turn into Brandon.
Oh, I guess. Oh no, I know. Sabathia.
Ooh. Oh God.
Yeah, so
trying to block that from my memory.
Jesus.
Yeah, so airing of grievance towards CC Sabathia. What a year, or lack thereof. Got thin, came out of camp, sucked.
Speaking of people who are on the team for a concerningly long time relative to their performance.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's not looking good. I mean, they're expecting him to come back, you know, be ready for spring training, but what are they exactly expecting? I don't know. I don't know what to expect at all.
Cashman said he'd be a consistent member of the middle of rotation.
What does that mean?
I don't know if he could do that. I don't know if he could pitch anymore. Obviously there are question marks with, like, anybody that's been hurt, but, like, I don't know what CC Sabathia is going to do next year because he was,
like, serious
so
injuries.
Bad. Yeah. Like, I honestly was, before they started making all their moves, I was kind of wondering, like, if they were going to go big on pitching, like, can we just find a way to get him out of the rotation? Like
a bullpen roll, something. I don't know, but it's just becoming more and more evident he can't pitch for extended amounts. Because I will say this, maybe he is better suited for a bullpen role, because I don't remember, I could be wrong, but I don't remember him really failing in the beginning. It was towards the end, like the fifth or sixth inning, where he just completely fell apart. So, I don't know, maybe it's expensive, but maybe he could reinvent himself into a bullpen player. I don't know, but...
It'd be Tim Lincecum.
Yeah.
Oi.
Yeah, that's a thing, too.
But, like, I mean, he was so bad, consistently bad. Like,
I'd have to look, because I just said, like, I only really remember him being truly bad in, like, the fifth or sixth inning, which is not a good thing, but... I don't know, maybe I'm just hoping they can salvage something out of it, because like Waffle said, he's on the team for a while. So maybe, like, either that or he, you know, does what our commenter suggests and the honorable thing and just, you know, stops playing.
He gave up 7 runs in the first inning. In
Never mind. Shut my mouth.
No, he just wasn't good. I think they're just going to try to, like, they're gonna see in spring training, like, what does he have left? Can he actually pitch?
And I know we discussed last time that it was kind of unfortunate that the option in his contract is about his shoulder and not his knees, which I feel like lacked some forethought on their behalf, because, like, dude was big. You gotta think that the knees were under some serious stress.
I mean, he had that, like, meniscus tear a couple of years ago, and, like...
It's hard work hauling all that around.
Exactly. And it was dying. Oh, yeah, he's gonna be fine from here, and then...
I think Greg's having a moment.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I'm pretending I'm CC Sabathia's knees.
Cry.
CC Nini.
And on that note, Andrew, you're up.
Yep. That air grievance toward Brian McCann, because he was kind of not around the first half, really.
Offensively.
No, that was just a real disappointment, because, like, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to move on from that era of Stuvelli. Now we have a real catcher, it's Brian McCann, and then he's just like, nah, I'm learning pitchers and stuff. Can't be bothered to hit.
But he led the team in homers.
Oh, God, so true.
I remember on the last podcast, we did the research and find out he had more homers this year than Chris Stewart has had in his entire career. But, like, quite a bit, too. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, I think he'll get better, but...
If he doesn't, he just looks like a giant, bald baby.
He'll look like that even if he does get better. He'll just be an effective bald baby.
Yeah. Maybe, but at least he'd have that. Z-hole. Oh, can he?
Good.
But really, I was thinking about the tattoo hole the other night. And
yeah?
Were you now? This didn't show up on one of our conversations.
You were thinking about the two holes, so yeah, what about it?
Continue.
I really don't know who should fill the two hole, because if you think about it, they don't really have a good two-hole person.
That?
Those are hard to find, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I guess the thing that makes the most sense is Ellsbury Gardner, but Gardner is not really, like, the player you really want to be in the two hole. But maybe Greg does. Greg might. But you know, if you polled a population, I would say that most people would not want Gardner in the two hole. So
fools.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that Martin Prado.
Yeah, I thought that he would be pretty good in the two hole, but
nope.
He's gone now. He cannot fill our two hole. He can fill someone else's.
He's been ejected from the two hole.
He'll be filling Jeffrey Loria's two hole now.
Oh, shit.
So now, I don't know if Chase Headley's that guy, or,
I think they'll just do Gardner Ellsbury in some iteration.
Because,
really, that's fine.
I don't think Ellsbury should be a number three hitter.
No, but I think Ellsbury should lead off, because he gets on base and actually steals Gardner.
Alright, let it all out. Okay, we're airing grievances. That's the purpose of this. Betrayer.
Yep.
Yeah. Gardner, can you
anchor? Anchor, why are you the anchor?
I actually think they'll probably go with him. I agree with Andrew. I think they'll go Ellsbury, then Gardner.
I mean, they might, but I'm just saying that, like, unfortunately, if I was constructing an ideal roster, I would not put Gardner in the two-hole.
The only reason I wouldn't do it is because I'm really afraid they won't utilize Ellsbury's speed, and they will have Gardner bunt him over to second, which would defeat the purpose of them batting behind one another.
That'd be really dumb. It'd be like,
but, I mean, Gardner's a good singles hitter, doubles hitter, so it wouldn't be the worst of ideas. And even if he strikes out, Ellsbury can steal second, so I'd probably try it. See how it works out.
But you also have to take into consideration that Girardi is, like, really, really offended by batting two lefties back-to-back.
Ah.
I thought he had the quote where he said that it's not as bad with them because they can hit both. They can hate both lefties and righties.
Maybe
that was Cashman that said that. I don't know.
Someone said it.
Cashman said it, and Girardi was like, no.
Girardi's like, I run this team.
There's a chance that they could bat eight lefties against right-handers.
Who knows? For all we know, it might be Perella or Refschneider batting in the two-hole. They're young, vigorous.
Yes.
Going young and fresh in the two-hole.
Yeah, they're vigorous. They have stamina.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah. That's what they'll be saying.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do we have PSA, any more grievances to air?
PSA podcast after hours.
It is almost that time.
Pineda's pine tar?
Oh, God.
That's a grievance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Tanya, was it you that had the...
Yeah, we had a whole thing about that.
Yeah, I was saying that, like, think of the stones it must take to just walk out there and be like, it's on my neck. Like, I ain't even trying that. It's just right here.
You could just picture him, like, a big wad of pine tar on his fingers and just like streaking that right across the neck. That's like a badass.
Really, it should be a feat of strength because, like, dude has balls because.
Yeah, he was just like, come at me.
He was just like, you know what? Some people put it on their gloves, some people like put it on their hat. Me, I just gotta put it on my neck.
Yeah, like, what's the point of hiding it?
Like, maybe he thought it would blend in. Like,
I think so. I think he did.
Like,
I think he thought that it was going to be like, yeah, camo. This is my skin color.
Camo paint. No one will notice.
This looks like oil, sir.
Yo, bro.
How you like me now?
That's not the same shade of color.
Nope.
So I would argue that it was actually...
Feet of strength?
Yeah.
Feet of brass freaking balls.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, I would say
that's a negative. I say that is a man who knows what he wants and
knows what we want.
And he wanted
no F's about it.
Gives no quarter.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good segue into feat of strength, I say.
Yep, I think so.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
There you go. did you want to say Michael Pineda's stones? The brass cajones.
Something like that. So the first feat of strength that is not Michael Pineda being awesome is Dellin Betances.
Yeah.
Because
Betances with wolves.
He's like this lovable giant man who just like strikes out everybody.
And does it so beautifully.
Like, he almost looks like he wants to, like, shout, I'm sorry, and then...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for your loss.
But...
And I remember on the Lost podcast, Pours One Out, I remember I during the end of the year, I was at a game, and I sat next to someone who apparently went to high school with Betances. And she was saying, like, how he was this humble, nice, lovable guy, even in high school. And how they still talk. And he was kind of worried when he was struggling, you know, pitching and stuff. And they told him, like, no, don't worry about it. You're going to be great. And they were right. So props to those people who went to Betances in high school for encouraging him, because, man, he's awesome.
He's good.
He's all right.
I mean, I've seen the GIFs. So.
Meh.
I'm going to take him or leave him.
All right, Jason.
Brett Gardner's run prowess. Oh. Brett Gardner decided that he's like, yo, guys, I'm just going to hit a bunch of home runs this year. Is that okay? Like, yeah, that's fine.
Like, what? No one else is, sure.
Yeah, no one's going to hit any home runs, so it's going to come from somewhere, so it might as well be me. And he hit all the home runs, and it was awesome. And kind of hilarious, actually.
Especially, like, how many he's hitting all those homers off of Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Just made him pay.
Did you know he hit a grand slam for me?
He did.
On a day I finally managed to get his jersey, he hit a grand slam that day. Mind you, the Yankees bullpen blew that game, but still, the thought was appreciated. In fact, I think he hit another grand slam for me another time, or was a three-run. He's hit home runs for me while I've been at games. So.
Which is more impressive? Grand slam or three?
I don't know. It would be more impressive if they won the game because of that, because that would be awesome. But
what's that,
I can't.
The games they lost to the Mets or something?
It is, yes.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
That was a pain. That game went from joy to sadness real quick.
Because didn't he hit the grand slam in, like, the first inning?
Well, they were already down by, like, four runs or, like, five. Three runs or something, and then he gave him the lead. Yeah, so that was that.
He has four home runs against Yu Darvish and 12 plate appearances.
You ain't got nothing on my boy.
That's an OPS of 2.045.
Oh dear.
I know, I had to fan myself too. I do declare it was hot. Oh, I apologize for that. All right, is it my turn, or we still want to talk about Brett Gardner more? Because I'm all up for that.
Well, you are next, so.
No, I will go with my other feat of strength, Mark Teixeira.
What?
Because, I'm sorry, foul territory with Mark Teixeira was one of the greatest things I've ever seen last year. Like Waffle said, he's such a dweeb. And it's so sad he doesn't hit better because he's so lovable, like with his just absurdity and ridiculousness. And it translates really well on television to the point where if he wanted to become like a broadcaster afterwards or a comedian, I would watch. Because both are
acceptable. Mark Teixeira live at the Apollo.
Yes. Saturday Night Live with Mark Teixeira.
In his little khaki suit and like...
Yeah.
His little, like, sports jacket.
I mean, he interviewed a bass.
That was my favorite one. I know we said that last time, but...
That was lost. I said, mine is probably tied between Brett Gardner and the Tanaka one. Because him... the great gif with him, like, looking back and forth to the camera and to the two people talking Japanese is priceless. It's like, do I shake your hand and then you shake his, or him asking awesome. Ellsbury to race him too was pretty great. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite foul territory?
I can't remember what I said last time. I enjoyed the Derek Jeter one where Jeter was just like, what is going on? Then he left.
I don't know. I was, yeah, those. That's pretty much my opinion. Just don't like Mark Teixeira.
The hatred is so strong that he can't even appreciate foul territory.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know.
Did Caitlin have a favorite?
Let's ask her.
Oh, Caitlin.
Does she want to come on the podcast?
Yeah,
mid-podcast?
Why isn't she on the podcast?
Yeah, let's invite her.
I don't think she's
going to. All right, no, I think, Andrew, you're up for Feet of Strength.
Oh, did we, did Kaylin have an answer? For?
She said,
Okay, well, we'll get it later.
We'll circle back around.
Yeah. Feet of Strength, we'll go with, well, we'll, you know what, we'll go with Brandon McCarthy for, you know, just rolling into the rotation in exchange for Vidal Nuno, which, lol, but...
Thanks, Kevin Towers. Can't imagine why you were fired.
And then immediately proceeding to just be like, yeah, I know Tanaka went down, but it's fine. I'm going to pitch exactly like Tanaka now. It's pretty tremendous.
Now he's gone.
It's amazing how, you know, using a pitch that is his best pitch could really benefit him.
McCarthy, stop using that cutter.
Stop using the cutter, McCarthy. What have I told you about that
cutter? Caitlin's favorite foul territory is the Tanaka one.
Ah, yeah, see?
Yep, that's a good call.
Pancakes and I share a bond.
Does she want to come on, or what?
Nah.
Not a twin bond, but...
Ah.
No.
Yeah, well, you know, the twin bond is a special bond.
Yes.
I liked Brandon McCarthy. I enjoyed his tweets, of course.
Oh, well. His Twitter feed is mega.
I enjoy his dog.
Yes.
Hobbs?
Hobbs? Yeah. Yep, I hope they do well in L.A. I'm glad they're not in the league, because after having watched the Yankees with McCarthy, I wouldn't want to see them face McCarthy again.
Yeah, glad the Red Sox didn't sign him, because then I'd have to unfollow him on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
Yeah, I like following him on Twitter. Hey, I get to root for Cespedes again. All right.
Yay.
I mean, he's on the Tigers, so...
I got nothing against
him. I guess
him.
Better than the Red Sox.
I'm
less intimidated by the Tigers these days.
I'm not intimidated. I'm just not... I don't think they're stupid.
So there.
Yep. They're dumb. Their faces are stupid.
They're going to be paying Miguel Cabrera until he's like 45.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck with that already.
Waffles is up next.
Okay. This next one is kind of sad. David Robertson.
No.
You were so good.
Why?
And now you have a beard.
You're dead.
And you pitch in Chicago.
I'm so sorry.
The White Sox. What the hell?
Well, at least the Yankees were nice about it in terms of they got him a nice contract by not saying they weren't going to sign him.
That's a mouthful.
I know.
But they were raising up hopes of, was it Milbetrop that Harlan said?
Oh, I so wanted to say Milbetrop smash. That was one of my... I get a feat of strength out for that post, because, I laughed real hard at that.
Man.
Sigh.
The idea of having Robertson, Miller, and Betances in the bullpen.
It was pretty nice.
It was
a turn on.
Pretty fucking awesome. And I know it's not the smartest thing to put all that money into the bullpen, but, like, it might have been worth it. Maybe.
I wouldn't have been sad.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think anybody would have been like, this is a bad idea, because it's the goddamn Yankees.
No, there would have been people out there who said it was a bad idea.
He's only done it 1 year. He's no mo.
Only blew 5 saves, but terrible.
Gonna miss him.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get Milbetrob in the All-Star game. That'd be interesting. Milbetrob covers 1 inning.
Next, Jason.
Am I next?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, Feet of Strength. Who was strong?
Not many.
Michael Pineda. He was pretty awesome. I mean, yeah, sure, he was hurt for a while, but he kind of got over it and kind of showed that he actually was not dead. And look. It's basically exactly what you kind of wanted to see from him, like, when he was actually on the field. Like,
you don't hear him complaining about how his labrum isn't like it was when he came out of the womb, Mark Teixeira.
Very true. It's different now. It'll never be the same.
R.I.P. baby labrum.
He doesn't even care about the baby labrum. I'm over it.
I'm over the baby labrum.
Babrum? The wee baby labrum. But yes, I enjoyed Pineda's slider. Oh, man.
Yep.
It was a good pitch.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
And he could throw, like, 96-ish, which is...
much better than what I expected.
Oh, yeah.
You just think, as long as he stays healthy, his year next year should be even better than last. That's my hope.
Yep. I'd like to see him for more than 13 starts.
That'd be nice.
I believe Vidal Nuno had more starts than him last year, that can change.
Remember when, like, we all thought that Vidal Nuno was, like, a good thing?
No, I didn't ever think that.
I thought he was going to be useful.
I didn't.
I just wanted them to give him a chance.
That was about garbage. I didn't think he was going to be
bad. I thought Nuno deserved a chance, and he showed why he didn't.
He's pretty bad.
He looks like a rodent.
Yep.
There's also that.
That's true. He does.
Maybe he'll. Maybe there will be a Vidal Nuno Peter O'Brien battery at some point
in
Arizona.
Oh, sweet.
Just like there was a Chris Stewart, AJ Burnett battery in Pittsburgh.
Not this year.
No? Well, I mean, not
no,
this
AJ
year.
AJ Burnett was on the Phillies. But yeah, there will be now.
But no, that wasn't there in the past, or oh no, Chris Stewart was still on the
Yankees. On the Yankee.
Oh God.
Still on the A's.
Oh God.
No, AJ Burnett was a Philly this year, which is pretty.
It cool. was a Russell Martin AJ Burnett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and now they'll also get AJ Burnett and Francisco Cervelli too.
Good luck with that. Like
former Yankee catchers.
Yeah,
he could have been an airing of grievance too, Cervelli. Just proving like his body is a ball magnet in all the wrong places.
I'm hit. I'm down. The difference between him and Nunez is that he was actually getting hit and hurt.
Oof. Am I next? Okay,
yeah.
Feet of strength. All right, you know, I guess I could say Tanaka. He's all right.
He's cool.
He's pretty good. You know, I think
throwing baseballs.
Yeah, I mean, that splitter of his. Damn. Hot damn.
And I gotta say, I was really excited. I thought he was gonna like win Rookie of the Year and.
Well, he looks like he was going to
Cy Young.
He would have if you know humbler.
Well, it would have been closer between him and Abreu anyway. Abreu was pretty crazy, but...
I still think Tanaka would have got it over him. Because I think if Tanaka was healthy all year, they might have made the playoffs.
That's true, yeah.
But, I mean, that's just speculation. I went to watch him pitch the first game he ever played at Yankee Stadium, and it was an absolute pleasure. He was so good. And his... Oh, I'm so hoping he just stays healthy next year and continue his lights out, insane. I'm glad we paid you all that money. Performance.
I liked when he threw that like what two hitter against the Cubs, and he's like, I made some mistakes.
Yeah,
I could have pitched better. You know, I was like, what?
You know what? He's also freaking adorable.
He is adorable.
I love.
Just want to hug him.
I love his warm-up music. He actually plays legit J-pop. It's magnificent.
It was a song that was made specifically for him.
I know! How awesome is that? He has J-pop stars making him music for Yankee Stadium, and it's awesome.
I think Rafael Soriano did that when he was closing.
Yeah, it was called out. Pitch Soriano. Seriously. I didn't make that up.
No, I believe you. I remember.
I will say, as much as I love D-Rob, I'm kind of happy Sweet Home Alabama will no longer be the closer walk-up song. Not a fan.
I wonder what Dylan would pick.
That's a good question.
Maybe that should be one of your questions of the week.
Yeah.
Or of the day, whatever it is.
It probably will be, one day. So yeah, Masahiro Tanaka, good at baseball, good at pitching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan.
For the UCL.
Yes. And hey, good job on not needing Tommy John yet. You know.
Why would you put that out there?
God. I said
the Humbler
yet.
Is listening.
I thought you told him to F off.
I did, but he didn't listen. I told him that like 2 years ago, too.
Still good times.
I'm going to give a feat of strength to Shane Green. Because he was a lot of fun.
Oh.
It was so easy being green.
It was easy being green. And I never expected him to be like this good this quickly. And that was pretty fun to watch. So he's just like getting into the rotation. He's like, yeah, I was kind of struggling in Scranton, but I don't think I'm going to do that now.
Yeah, I don't know. He was just really freaking good. And just now we traded him away for D.D. Gregorius. And I'm like,
Yeah, like I understand why they did it. I'm just going to be a little bummed.
But like, things like, hey, there's a chance he could be really good, and it's like, yeah, but there's also a chance he could still be really crappy, and...
Well, same thing with Green.
Sure, yeah, same thing with Green, but at least, like, we still needed pitching. It's not like we had a surplus of pitching.
We didn't have it wasn't a shortstop.
That's yeah. True. But I mean...
Brendan Ryan.
You did want Steven Drew. I shouldn't even ask that.
I did not want Steven Drew.
Yes,
I was
did.
Saying that was the thing that they were going to do, because I didn't expect them to make a trade for D.D. Gregorius.
Well, thank you, Cash.
I figured they'd go with a one-year deal with Steven Drew, and then wait until he sucked, and then by midway through the year, they'd trade for Jimmy Rollins or Alex
That's a
Ramirez.
Horrible plan.
I'm not saying it's a good plan. I'm just saying that was what the Yankees were going to do.
Well, buy Green, because I'm real glad they didn't do that. That would have been awful.
I guess they couldn't have traded for Jimmy Rollins anyway, because he's on the Dodgers.
Well, they probably could still at some point later.
That's true.
They could trade Peter O'Brien again.
Like that Andrew Friedman, like, gets the job with the Dodgers. It's like, I'm going to spend all the money now. So
yeah, right?
I couldn't before.
Yeah, it's like the most, like, crazy, like, typical thing you would think of. Like, GM that had a team that had no money goes to a team with all the money, and he's just like, I'm going to play with it all.
$10 million for Brett Anderson, sure.
But yeah, exactly, exactly. It's like, yeah, this is a great move, except you gave him $10 million. Like, yeah, it's just money, whatever. Like, I have all this money now, yay! He's like rolling around in it, throwing it up in the air.
Jumps into a DuckTales.
It's like, hey, you want to come pitch for us? It's like, yeah, I don't know. Come on, Brett, look at all this money here.
I'm smelling it now, and it smells good.
You want some of this money? Like, I got tons of share. Like, here, take some home. Take it home. And it's just like, what were you thinking? Because it's like, yeah, it's great to have Brett Anderson have a nice pickup, but like, at $10 million a year, you better believe he's going to be dead by June.
But you have to admit that, like, they have the money, and they're actually, like, spending the money, whereas, like, cash. The Stein babies are like, do we need Scherzer? Because we really need a new summer home.
The Steinbrenner face needs some shine.
We're going to play a competitive team, guys. This is a championship-caliber team.
Just keep saying that. Maybe they'll believe it eventually.
Missing three positions, but...
Just tell them that we are going for it, and that, like, we refuse to not put a championship-caliber team on the field, and if we repeat that enough, then...
if Randy Levine keeps repeating that Yankee Stadium,
caliber team.
If Randy Levine keeps repeating that Yankee Stadium is a revered, hallowed ground, or whatever.
Yankee Stadium is a cathedral. Championship caliber team.
That's what
Yankee
I want.
Yankee Stadium is a cathedral. Championship caliber team. It's like in like all their like radio spots and like commercials. It's
oh,
like
God.
Subliminal messaging, like well, flashing in the background.
Forgot to give an airing of grievance to the Mohegan Sun Sports Bar. I hate that
just
thing.
Goes.
I still really hate that thing.
Do we have any more feats of strength?
Yes. Jacoby Ellsbury. Love
oh,
you.
Oh, yes.
Love
definitely.
You. Man. I like his defense. I like that he steals bases. I like that he hits.
Like his face?
I don't dislike his face.
I'm not ruling it out. It's positive quality.
He's not... He's on
it generally improves the attractiveness of the team.
He's not on the PSA all-attractive team.
He looks better without the beard.
Oh.
Yes. And he's not bald.
And he's not. He has great hair, actually, so that's probably also one of his...
Great hair.
He does. Most of the Yankees are, like, bald.
Yeah.
Like,
excuse me, sir, you have great hair.
I mean, he and Tanaka have pretty good hair.
Yeah, and Jacoby's like, yeah, I know it.
So, you know?
I couldn't remember if Mark Teixeira had hair for a moment.
He has dweeb hair. Like, mushed down.
Eovaldi's. I was just looking at Eovaldi's hair. It's not bad.
He flipped it up.
Imagine bald Mark Teixeira.
Eovaldi, like, he just doesn't look like... I feel like he's not clean cut enough to be a... Doesn't he kind of have, like, wispy hair?
I don't know. All right, so Jacoby Ellsbury, nice hair, feet of strength. Andrew, I think you're going to have to make a best hair on the Yankees post.
Probably. I mean, yeah. I like Didi Gregorius, though.
Yeah.
And I like that he's just kind of like, you know, an indie artist student.
I think he's adorable.
He's like that guy that you see doodling near the fountain.
Yeah, but he, like, draws these...
He looks like a little baby.
Yeah, but
like
he draws these terrible freaking pictures of Derek Jeter as, like, a giant baby.
That was such
just
a nice photo.
Just because he's a baby. He's little.
That was such a nice photo.
Babies can only draw pictures of babies. It's a known fact. He does seem like a...
And, like, everyone in his family is named
baby.
Didi.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, his dad is Didi, his brother's Didi. Feat of strength to Didi Gregorius, because...
The Gregorius family.
He already has a feat of strength for me, just for his last name.
Oh, yes.
Me Aureus.
People are going to misspell that like crazy.
Oh, yeah. They're going to misspell Eovaldi, too.
Oh, God, yeah, Eovaldi.
These aren't hard words to spell.
Well, remember, this is the same fan base that, like, you know,
Andy Pettit.
There are four T's.
Not three, not five, not two.
Oh. Or the guy the other day was like, Bellantasis.
Oh my God.
Yeah, how do you even pronounce that?
You don't. You pray for his soul. And IP ban him.
Oh.
Get Ursula, poor unfortunate souls.
Feet of strength? Who's up?
Dean Anna.
That's
yeah.
A feat of strength?
Yeah.
No. A home run.
His nose is a feat, though. That's...
Hey. You should text him and apologize.
Yeah, you still have his number, don't you?
No, I got him on the phone.
Oh.
No.
He was not important. Sorry, Dean Anna. You can call me, but I'm not your number. Probably screen your call. So.
Is Didi going to be able to keep his hair?
Yeah,
it'll be fine. Oh, you know, it'll fit under a hat. He's a knight.
Yes, it's Sir Didi Gregorius.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It's pretty baller.
Sir Didi.
Sir Didi.
Jeter, Sir Derek Jeter. I don't think so.
Yes.
But Sidney Ponsone was Sir, too. So.
Ew.
Sir Sidney Ponsone. Where I believe we decided was the original Skierski Necker.
Okay. Okay, speaking of, well, Didi Gregorius, they had like that picture of him in a Yankee uniform, and I am still not convinced that it's not photoshopped.
I think it is photoshopped, yeah.
Like, it looks so weird. And yeah, he looks like a giant baby.
He is a giant baby.
He's adorable.
A nice baby, not like a Brian McCann baby.
A nice baby, a friendly baby. A baby you want to spend time with.
Brian McCann is the type of baby you drop off at daycare. And...
he's too noisy, disruptive.
He kind of just sweats all the time.
Sweating gross.
He's a very wet baby.
Gets food everywhere.
All right, feet of strength, Jason.
Chase Headley.
Chase Headley, yeah, that's what I was going with. Chase Headley was pretty awesome. I mean, I have spent a while being like, Chase Headley, I don't want the Yankees to trade for him. But they finally did. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
And they gave up, like, nothing for him.
Yeah, and it was actually pretty good.
Hey, Solarte is, like, gonna be a thing.
Solarte...
Which is why they, like, you know, traded for Will Middlebrooks to play over him.
And Padres are just going nuts.
But that outfield defense, though.
It's not like you need it in a spacious park like Petco.
Matt Kemp, center fielder. Oh, boy.
Have fun.
Oh, boy.
No, I guess Will Myers will be the center fielder.
I think yeah. They said it would be Kemp.
No. They said Kemp in right field, Myers in center field, and... up in left.
I see.
Which should probably not last long.
No.
Or something. I don't know.
That's kind of funny when you look at, like, the outfield, then look at the infield and how much it goes down. Yonder Alonso and Jed Jerko.
Yep.
Jed Jerko.
And again, to all the people that are like, Solarte, he was going to be a thing. The Padres decided that they wanted to get Will Middlebrooks to play over him.
Remember when Middlebrooks and LeVarnway were, like, Hall of Famers? Remember?
Yeah.
Shockingly, that didn't work out.
LeVarnway was Montero Light?
No, Montero was LeVarnway.
Now, they're both Montero Zero.
Well, Montero ain't light nothing. Now,
so. That's kind of why I went zero.
Zinger.
He is a full fat Montero.
Montero Girth.
The Padres have someone named Quackenbush in their bullpen.
Oh, I love Quackenbush. Quack. Like, my favorite. Whenever he came into a game, when I had to watch a Padres game, loved Quackenbush.
Did the fans quack?
No, unfortunately.
What? They didn't do a quack attack?
No. I have a feat of strength.
Go for it.
Derek Jeter.
Whoa.
Sorry, yeah. Final game.
The final game at Yankee Stadium was good.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
When he finally homered.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. At that point, you know, the season's over with, so it's like, all right, let it ride. And that was quite. I mean, just because it was really the perfect end, like it was the perfect storybook ending to his storybook career. There was the beauty of it is when D-Rob blew that save. Everyone knew it was coming because it was the only possible way it could have finished. Like, no one here was surprised, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I
Jason
think
Jason was.
I was not.
Yes, you were. You were like, he's going to ground into a double play.
Because he probably was.
But, no, he wasn't.
But it was just like, it was totally like, definitely like, it. And, of course, moment.
Yeah.
Because it was like, of course that happened.
That only where his career could finish. Only way. Then you got Bernie and, you know, Sada and Mo out there ready to hug him. He had his family out there.
That was a little crazy.
Little kid with the respect cap.
There was a Grantland article that had a Photoshop of Bernie, Posada, and Mo standing out there with, like, the Force.
With, like, Obi-Wan.
The Force ghosts yeah. of Yoda and Obi-Wan.
Stop joking about things I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, you don't know anything about Star Wars.
But anyway,
sorry.
So yeah, perfect ending to a perfect career. Bravo, Jeets.
Well, I guess the perfect one would have been, like, you know, they actually won the World Series. But...
Yeah, he has enough of those.
Been there, done that.
Boring.
Oh, God.
And at least now we have a while before we have to, like, deal with any feels for anybody.
Yeah.
I can't handle more feels.
Yep.
In a season. Than
I still, game. I said, I still don't think that was as sad as the Mo final game in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, no.
No, because just, like, it ended on a better note as yeah. well.
Plus, yeah, Yankees also lost that game.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. It's like, you know, then the hug of eternal feels. You know, Pettit Jeter, go get him.
Oh, my God.
And just the long hug. Ugh.
Plus, it's like Mo, who is basically like...
Mo.
Mo.
He's so lovable. Yeah. And remember how Andrew made us do a podcast that night?
What a dick.
We're going to get some live feels up in here.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Alley podcast. There's nothing. No reason to go on. Everything sucks.
There are no. I think you're right. There are, like, no feels ahead, but I'm going to throw up in my mouth a little bit when David Robertson is closing Yankee Stadium.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What's going to be worse?
Well, I guess if we could deal with Cano, then.
Yeah. Well,
we live really through that.
Oh, my God. Are they going to throw money at him?
They probably will.
What, D-Rob?
Yankee Stadium.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to think that since the Yankees actually said they had no intention of re-signing him, then we should
have done that. No, because he should have been like, it's fine, I'll take the qualifying offer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's some people that are like, oh, yeah, I would have made him the highest paid reliever ever for 1 year.
For 1 year, and if he gets hurt, he's screwed. Like,
yep.
What a deal.
Great idea, guys.
F those fans. F them all.
But yeah, like,
guys, Ichiro is not going to be on the team, I think.
Feels?
there are feels about that, but they're so happy
distinct,
feels.
That was so distinct and final.
Oh, Waffles, you didn't give Ichiro the second time in a row. We've done this podcast twice, and you've forgotten to give Ichiro airing of grievances.
He's beyond grievance.
I just keep blocking
him
out.
He's beyond grievance.
See, like, I totally forgot that he was even on the team.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I thought that was a 2013 thing.
Nope.
It's like, oh, right, you're still here.
Oh, no. He was dead. It was just his ghost.
You're like, ghost, oh, that's right. He was here, kind of.
Remember when he homered?
Oh, my God.
And then, like, he came back to the dugout and Jeter was, like, trolling.
That was something that happened this year. Yeah. Wow. Yes.
The one home run.
Well, yeah, he's gone now, so I'm kind of like,
bye.
Goodbye. I've flushed it from my memory.
Will not miss you.
I'd love to give a feat of strength and a shout out and my condolences to the ground screw guy who got eaten up by the tarp.
R.I.P.
this year.
Roger.
And, like, we'll do a montage.
Roger, the ground screw guy.
Andrew's caption for that was pretty perfect. The kids need you. The captain needs you.
Andrew, any feats of strength?
Well, as much as I'd like to joke about Yan Hervas Solarte, April was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah,
he got rid of Nunez, so, like,
yeah, you know, double play.
That's true.
And he had the triple play.
Triple play. He had the triple play.
Yeah. Yeah. So bravo, Yan Hervas, and thanks for becoming Chase Headley somehow.
Wow. Wow. All
right, Waffles. Yeah. Come on, we're going good. We're going at a good pace. Good pace. Good pace, people.
Okay, I have one. Feet of strength to David Cohn, because he keeps talking about us on the air, and
he loves us.
I love him for that. Not when he follows me on Twitter, because he loves
us. Oh, he does.
He followed us first.
Yeah.
And I love, like, how we can actually, like, discuss something in a thread, then, like, hey, why don't we ask Coney? And I can actually tweet to Coney, and Coney will respond.
We have a direct line.
And then he'll put it on the air. That was awesome when he did that with Andrew's one post about Mickey Mantle. And it shut Kay up. It was magnificent.
I was sitting in the emergency room when that happened, listening to the phone, to the game on my phone.
What happened? I don't know if I was moving at that day.
It was during like the last
It was the last game of the year.
Michael Kay was bringing up some points about Mickey Mantle.
Oh, like his he last play every day or something like that, right?
Not even that. Just like how his last season or whatever wasn't even that good, and so you know Andrew had just written the article about how that's actually wrong. You know, Mickey Mantle, if you look at the actual stats and stuff, had a pretty good last season, and. So someone asked me in the forum, was like, you know, why don't you tell that to Coney and see if he actually, you know, responds? I'm like, all right. So I tweeted Cohen, is like, hey, our own Andrew Mertens here did some research on that very topic, and he responded to me. He's like, all right, I'll give it a look-see. And then he mentioned it on air. So one of my blogs, Pinstripe Alley, just brought up the Mickey Mantle thing. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
Well, he said Pinstripe Bible at first, I remember.
That's all right. And that's fine.
And then someone corrected him, and he corrected himself.
Yeah, see? Because he...
What? Yeah, I completely missed this.
Yeah.
You did. It's like one of the greatest feelings in the world. Like,
I can't move ever.
David Cohn.
And then, like, Kay was just like, oh.
Oh. Right, Kay, we shut you up.
Did Jason die?
I'm here.
Oh, you turned into, like, a robot, and then...
Oh. No, I just became a robot. I didn't die.
Oh, okay.
Well, in that case.
Yeah.
So, yeah, David Cohn.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Thanks, Kevin.
Is there any pizza strength left to give? Oh, Aaron Judge.
Oh, yeah. He's a big
Aaron Judge.
Rob,
a man.
Rhett Snyder.
Also a man.
Greg Bird. A man.
Luis Severino.
Also a man.
Barely, actually.
Tiny baby man.
Jaron Long.
We'll see.
A guy.
We'll see. He's a guy.
I'll give a quick feat of strength to Martin Prado. Hey, I mean, we got him for not much. I mean, Peter O'Brien. And then
Sorry about your appendix, dog.
That was like so 2014. It's like, oh, our best hitter's gone because like his appendix is like peace.
Couldn't you have waited like a little longer?
Nope.
Yeah, I think that's it for Feet of Strength.
Feet of Strength to us for being awesome.
Yeah. Pat myself on the back.
I feel like we did this last year.
Feet of strength.
Well,
to
we
Tanya.
Deserve one.
Feet of strength to Tanya for drinking all that eggnog.
Yeah.
That
I
was
have
big
to be
deal.
Hospitalized, sucker.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all the little people.
Pour one out for Slade Heath Scott's parents.
they don't make the list.
Feet of strength to Caesar Cabral. Ejection for safety. Which
that is a feat. That is really a feat.
I know that the Carlos Beltran watching a home run was the most regrettable moment of the year, but I don't think you can be ejection for safety.
Yeah, that is, you might be right.
You
on
have
that.
To go because you're going to hurt someone.
Well, it was too it was
before
too
you
amusing.
Literally kill a man.
No, it was too amusing to be regrettable.
Sir, we're trying to avoid you getting saddled with first degree murder charges. So I'm just gonna need you to step off the mat.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, it was like a blowout anyway, so it didn't even matter.
But I mean, he was so bad he was gonna injure someone. Like, seriously.
I think it was like Joe West too. He's like, all right,
we're done here.
You just gotta go.
That he was DFA'd before the reporters even got to the
club. He had to be.
Oh my god. Yeah.
He had to be DFA'd. He was going to murder.
I mean, Girardi probably told him he was DFA'd, like, on the mound. Like,
thanks. Done. Goodbye.
It's over. Later.
Did he resign?
No, I don't think so.
Where'd he go?
Who would resign him? Like
I think he might have gone back to the Yankees. I don't know.
Like, the Rays might have
signed him. Somewhere else.
Oh, airing of grievance, Tropicana Field, FU, and F the Rays organization. Well, not the Rays so much as the...
Hey, guys, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this up quickly.
Yeah, like, real quickly.
All right, thanks for joining for the Festivus podcast.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Had a lot of fun. See you next year, maybe.